Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the queer community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Hello?
I'm sorry, what are you calling me for?
I'm conducting a survey actually about next year's election, presidential election. Do you think that you will vote next year for the presidential election? Probably vote, or 50-50? Or you're not going to vote?
Oh, all right. Yes. Yeah.
You're going to vote? Definitely vote?
Yeah, I will vote.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, may I have your age, please?
I'm sorry, I don't get it.
How old are you? You don't have to answer if you don't want. I can leave it blank. That's okay. And just to be sure that we represented everybody, may I ask your race?
Can you send me a link?
A link of what? I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. It's just a few minutes. It's really important for the success of this research, your opinion. You know, that's the only way that it's going to work. And if you're going to find me a little interested, it's not that long. You mind, you know, give me a few minutes of your time?
I'm sorry, I'm not good at English.
You're doing fine. You're doing great. You're doing great. My English is not that well either, you know?
I will join my community, and then I will do it.
Okay, now this is just a small survey, and it's really important for us to hear your opinion. That's the only way that this is going to have a success, this research that we're doing. And what would you consider your race to be? White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, or a mixed race?
I'm Asian.
Asian, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. What number would you give me on that?
How motivated? I would give it 10.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Thank you for calling me, sir. But I will join my community, and I will vote.
It's only a few minutes. I really appreciate, you know, your input is really, really important for the success of this research. Can you just give me a few minutes, sir? I'll go as quickly as I can. I really need your help to so we can do this, you know. That's how it's going to depend if it's going to work or not. Can you please just give me a few minutes? It's not that long.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or Independent, or other?
I'm sorry, I can't answer. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
Sorry, I can't answer your question.
You cannot answer any question?
Yeah, that's my opinion.
About the Democrat, you don't know if you consider yourself a Democrat or a Republican or Independent or other?
I understand which party I will vote. I can't tell you.
Okay, well, that you don't have to answer that. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, I'm satisfied. Thanks for calling me.
No problem. Just a few more questions, that's all. Can you please allow me, please? It's very important for, you know, for the success of this research. It's not that long. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? Protecting our democracy and freedoms, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, healthcare costs, inflation and the economy, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, crime and violence. Which one would you say? I just need two. That is important to you.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't answer.
Well, can I ask you why? You're doing fine. Just a few, it's just another minute. We're already halfway there. Can you hang in there for a little bit?
Thank you for representative.
Sorry, it's really important. Your opinion is very important.
I can't
do that,
sorry.
You don't want to do the survey for just a couple of minutes? It's really important, your opinion
is very important. I would like to say I don't want to.
You don't want to do it?
Yes.
May I ask you why?
Because this phone call is, I don't know.
Your answers are confidential, we don't share your answers with anyone. It's just an opinion survey. It's how you feel. That's all it is.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I will try to vote, the election. I will do it, but not in the phone. I will join.
Not on the phone.
Someone else. I will join my neighbor community. And
can I ask you why? Do you feel like something bad about the phone?
Because I don't trust.
I understand, but it's okay. This is an independent research company, so we don't share information with anyone. It's confidential, and it's only a few questions, and it's nothing personal. It's just how you feel. It's just an opinion, So it's nothing wrong. You're not giving me any information,
right.
Personal information, I'm not asking you like for your credit card number or anything like that. It's just an opinion, nothing. So let me ask you, which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year of congressional election? Do you feel that protecting our democracy and freedoms is important to you? Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, is that important to you? Healthcare costs, I just need two. That's all I need. What is most important to you?
I'm sorry, sir. I can't answer.
You cannot answer?
Because I'm not ready for that.
You're not ready for what? Sir, you don't have to feel afraid or anything. This is just an opinion survey. I'm not asking you for any personal information. I'm just asking your opinion on certain issues that are affecting the country and your community. It's nothing personal here. It's just how you feel. It's just an opinion. Everyone has opinion. I have my own opinion. You have your opinion. That's what we're asking. And it's not that long. It's only a few more questions. And then we'll be done. Can you please help me out? I'm asking for your help, sir. We really need your input. It's the only way that this is going to work, if we get people's opinion. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And then, and then you'll be wondering why things are going so badly. That's because no one wants to talk to people when they ask them, can you share your opinion about what you think is going on? But everyone stays quiet. They don't want to talk about it. And then they wonder why things are going south. They're not working the way they should be working. So please, sir, can you just hang now for a few minutes? Just a few more questions, sir. Please, we really need this opinion survey. What do you think of
Hold on. I don't want to say my opinion anything at all.
You don't want to share your opinion?
Right.
And may I ask you why? What's wrong with sharing your opinion? I mean, you know, no one's going to come and arrest you or you know, anything. You know, nothing's going to happen. It's just an opinion. Everyone has an opinion.
Right,
you know?
But, right. But I don't know politics.
It's not about politics. It's just an opinion that you feel. It's not to do with politics. If that makes you uncomfortable, I just put that you don't know, and now we can move on to the next one. But this is just an opinion. What I'm asking you here is, what do you think are the most important issues to you personally in the next year's congressional elections? Because it's going to be, next year it's going to be not just presidential elections, they're going to be Congress, it's going to be other offices, it's not just the president. So I'm asking you, what is more important to you, the issues that you feel that are more important to you personally? Well, you know, and then I have a list that I read to you, and one of them, it says protecting our democracy and freedoms. That's one that you might say, yeah, I feel that that's important. Or criminal justice reform that stopped racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Yeah, that's important to me. You know, stuff like that. Healthcare costs, you know, it's just an opinion. I just need two of these. No, not more than that, just two. What would you give me that you think is important
really
to you?
Have to say, I can't answer. I'm sorry.
You cannot answer?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Let me see here if I can put this. Oh, no, don't let me about that. That's weird. Well, okay then, sir, you know, thank you so much for, you know, hanging in there anyway. I really appreciate it. But don't be afraid to share your opinion with anyone, you know. It's your opinion, you know. This is still a free country, you know.
All right. Thank you for advice.
Yeah, no problem.
I would enjoy coming to both.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir. You have a nice weekend. Take care.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You cannot put the no on this. Oh. Wow. Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, wow. Okay,